Well, I suppose it had to happen. The wheels have now come off this journey seriously. Broken down trains, general incompetence, and I am in Chester. I missed the train I should have got in 1935. I've missed the one after that, 2055, and now the later train is going to be late, which means I'll miss whatever connection I can make at Crewe. So I'm not sure. Well, I don't think I'm going to get home tonight. I'm probably going to get to London, but I'm not quite sure what time yet. Well, it was going to happen now, wasn't it? It was the end of the journey that was going to go wrong. And there we are. The incompetence is more to do with them. Well, partly mine, but mostly the train guard, who told me that my only option was to get off at Chester and change, and then get a train to Crewe and change there. The train I was on was going to Manchester Piccadilly, and it stopped at Warrington Bank Quay. And I think I probably could have got a connection at Warrington Bank Quay, providing that train was on time. Problem is, all the trains are late now, so it's very difficult to predict where I should go. So my head's going round and round a bit. I think the only thing to do is to go to Crewe and see what happens. Not good. So it's taken me 3 hours more. What time? Let's see. 3 hours and 20 minutes to get the 89 miles from Chester, and I'm still 189 miles from London. And then 65-ish miles from home. Right, the late running. 2017's coming in now. You can imagine me. I was sitting on the train on the way into Chester, frantically trying to use the train line on a dodgy connection on the iPhone to try and work out all the permutations and combinations of routing. But what a nightmare. Right, I'm going to get on this train now. Hey ho. Here we go.